Unit 13. Listening 1. Page 115. Part 1.
I would like to start by talking about the advantages of email. I know many of you who receive hundreds of not always relevant emails a week sometimes wish it had never been invented. But let's not forget that in comparison with other means of communication, email really is a wonderful way to keep in contact with customers and colleagues. Firstly, email is cheaper and faster than a traditional letter, which is now known as snail mail. Email is less intrusive than a phone call, especially as people are now constantly interrupted on their cell phones. It's much less trouble than using a fax machine, which is very often not in your office. Furthermore, differences in location and time zone are less an obstacle to information with email. And finally, there is conclusive evidence that email leads to a more democratic structure, allowing all computer users easy access to company information and documents.
Part 2.
In today's world of information overload, getting your email read has to be your first objective. The flood of unwanted email petitions, jokes, and spam means that your message could get deleted before it is even opened if you don't get your subject line right. Subject lines should be brief. They don't need to be a full sentence. More importantly, they should contain clues to the content of the message. Lastly, you should put urgent in the subject line if time is limited, and if you know the person receives a lot of email.